in the sky tonight is the blood supermoon.
What's it going to do to us?
Well, we have an expert on how the moon affects our mood. Her name is Rose Smith, and she is going to join us on the line to see what it's going to. Everyone's going to go crazy.
This is huge.
What's it going to do to us?
I can't wait.
Instead of looking down, I'm still looking up.
Yeah.
Here we go. Because it is there's a blood supermoon tonight. It's going to be massive and it's going to be red. And when our bodies are 90% water, our brains are. It's going to affect us all. Right. But how is it going to affect us? From absolutesoulsecrets.com, we have an expert on the line by the name of Rose Smith. Good morning, Rose.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Now, Rose, good morning. You are someone who loves the moon because it's your business, isn't it? What the moon does. How is the moon your business? Can you quickly describe that?
Well, regardless of whether it's a supermoon as it is tonight or a lunar eclipse, we get a double tonight. We get a bonus because we get a lunar eclipse and a blood supermoon. The moon goes through phases and it does make a lot of people quite emotional.
Oh, here we go.
So it's a physiological thing, isn't it? As Ed said about the world water, and there's physics behind this, not just sort of, you know, other stuff.
Well, when you think about how much water we've got in our bodies, and then you think about the effects that the tide has on the moon, that the tides have on the ocean, it's got to have some sort of physiological effect. And then a lot of women, you know, when they're at that certain time of the month as well, then that can add added stress because you're feeling bloated and you're feeling a bit, you know, off. And so, you know, if you're stressed, that's what happens.
Wow. So can you tell the future?
Well, I am a psychic, but that's different to being an astrologer, you see.
Right, so you're like a combination of the two.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I'm a natural psychic, but, yeah, I do study astrology as well. And astrology is more of got a scientific element to it because there's lots of astronomy in astrology, so you have to make calculations and things like that.
The astro part in both words.
Yeah. So can you, what do you see for me?
What do I see? I just close my eyes and I see stuff, but I see the colour green around you straight away. So when
Canberra
I close
Raiders.
My eyes now.
But also, Ed Cavalier has a Celtics top on and they're all green. So that's it. And you didn't know that. So that's pretty full on. And I'm a greenie.
Yeah, he is a greenie. So how will this impact people in Sydney, do you think? Like, what kind of impact will it have? Will people be crying?
Yeah, what should we emotions? Do? What should people do?
Well, the issue is for people who don't deal with their emotions. So if they're bottling things down, so often we get so busy in life and so distracted by what we're doing, you know, and what's going on in the outside world or other people that
TikTok.
We don't really... we don't really sit and, you know, feel our emotions. And so anything that's sort of bottled down into the body is likely to come up. So people should be a little bit cautious about what they say today and not to put themselves under extra stress.
So maybe get alone, some alone time tonight and look at the moon and just let your emotions out, like uncork your bottle and just let it all out. Is howling at the moon a good thing to do tonight?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah, that would help.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to howl at the moon.
Is nude the best way to do it, Rose?
Well, it depends who you're with.
On your own. I'm on my own in a park, howling at the moon nude. Is that okay?
Well, what about tonight?
And when the police come, I'll say that Rose told me. Rose said, this
"Yeah, it's
is
all
good
my fault."
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this like Christmas for you, Rose? Is this like one of your biggest days of the year?
Oh, look, it's certainly, yeah, there is more business on a full moon. And if you speak to, you know, people like paramedics and police and first responders, they'll often say they're more busy on a full moon.
Yeah.
But tonight is going to be extra big.
So is tonight once a year, once every decade, or how often does tonight happen?
Oh, right. Well, it happens about every 14 months or something like that. But tonight happens to be a particularly big one. And the other issue about tonight is it's a total lunar eclipse as well. So the next situation like tonight won't be until 2033.
Wow. So,
yeah.
So get out and enjoy it, is
what
we're
saying.
Thank you so
much, Rose Smith. Thank you, AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. Thank you.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Erin.